He had a fake gun with a real knife inside it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what police in Los Angeles say about the man who attacked comedian Dave Chappelle on stage last night. He has now been charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
Videos show a man tackling Chappelle on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. The comedian was wrapping up a routine for the Netflix is a Joke Festival when the man got on stage. He was soon taken away by security and others who reportedly hit the attacker.
Fox's Jill Nato says the man left in an ambulance with a badly injured arm. Chappelle was not hurt and came back out. Chris Rock joined him and joked, "Will, was that you?" Referencing actor Will Smith, who infamously slapped Rock at the Oscars. A victory for former President Trump's agenda in Ohio. The Republican he backed, J.D. Vance, won a Senate primary.
This campaign, I really think, was a referendum on what kind of a Republican party we want.
Vance will face Congressman Tim Ryan, who's hoping to turn a red GOP Senate seat Democrat blue. Across the country, abortion advocates and pro-life activists have been demonstrating. That's in Portland. In a pro-choice demonstration in Los Angeles, some protesters threw rocks and bottles at police, injuring one officer. After the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion showing conservative justices ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it, in a new Fox News poll on abortion,
there is considerable support for Roe. 63% say the decision should stand. And yet, when you get into the specifics on potential bans, there's some nuance. Should abortion be banned after 6 weeks? 50% say yes. That goes up to 54% after 15 weeks.
Fox's Doug Luzader. The U.S. has just condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, its 14th test this year, amid a sanctions standoff. Leader Kim Jong-un recently vowed to speed up nuclear weapons development. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They're on Fed watch on Wall Street, where stocks are mixed so far this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, investors are bracing for a big interest rate decision from the Fed today, likely a 0.5 percentage point hike, double the usual amount. The Dow is up about 65 points, but the S&P is down 7, and NASDAQ has lost more than 90 points. Lyft stock taking a big hit after disappointing earnings guidance, and it's pulling Uber down with it. Surging travel, though, is giving Airbnb and Marriott shares a boost. Starbucks and semiconductor maker AMD also top gainers today. Dave?
Lillian, we're seeing gas rise again today as the price of oil once again surges. It is up $4, around $106 a barrel, while Europe gets ready to ramp up sanctions on Russia. Here's European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Today, we are addressing our dependency on Russian oil. And let's be clear, it will not be easy because some member states are strongly dependent on Russian oil, but we simply have to do it. So today we will propose to ban all Russian oil from Europe.
Now to gasoline, it's up 2 more cents today. AAA's national average for regular, $4.22 per gallon, while diesel hits another record high. It's almost $5.43 a gallon. That's up 34 cents in just the past week. In the NBA playoffs, the Grizzlies get even.
Morant, the drive, the floater.
John Morant scored 47 points, leading Memphis past the Golden State Warriors 106-101 on TNT to tie their second-round series at 1-1. The Boston Celtics also even their series with Milwaukee, blowing out the Bucks in Game 2, 109-86. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.